Thank you. Greetings, friends. Genesis chapter 26, verse 24. We have considered God's great statement, I am, as the Almighty God, which he spake to Abraham, the one man who is called in the scripture, the friend of God, where God appeared to him and said, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. God, the Almighty God, revealed as such to Abraham at that time. No one ever knew he was the Almighty God then. They did not know that characteristic of God. But God revealed himself to Abraham in this fashion. And now in chapter 26 and verse 24, we read, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night. And the him here, the personal pronoun him, refers to Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of promise, the one who was promised and the one, the son who was given when Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah, his wife, was 90 years old. And now here is Abraham has gone the way of all the earth, and now his son Isaac, the son of his of God's promise, is now on the scene, and God appears to him. The Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And then we read that Isaac, he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants digged a well. This is a very revealing verse of scripture. God says, I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Abraham thy father. You see, God revealed himself to Abraham as the Almighty God, and now he says to his son Isaac, I am the God of Abraham thy father. The same God now reveals himself to Isaac in the same capacity. Therefore, the Lord says later on in Scripture, I am Jehovah, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. So now here is God speaking to Abraham, to Abraham's son, and he's telling Isaac, assuring Isaac, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Would this not be a most comforting, assuring fact to Isaac? Abraham, his father's gone now, and Isaac steps out into the world alone, steps out into the world a separate entity for himself, steps out into life, a life which he must live alone, a life which he must live, and he alone can determine a great part of how that life is going to be lived. Just like you and me, friends, just like you and me, we have our own life that God has given to us, and how we live that life, we must give an account to God. Down at the end of life's highway, we are the ones that are chargeable to live with this life and live in this life the life that God has given to you and to me. It's a solemn fact. It's a solemn matter. And what we do with our life depends a great deal upon what we are and desire and decide ourselves. Life is not made of the days passed through, but it's made of the things we act and do. It's not made up of just days and months and years. The thoughts we think, the words we say, are what God counts and not the days. It's not a matter of passing time. It's a matter of filling up life to its very brim each moment that we're here on earth, for soon we're going to be like the grass, we'll be cut down, and we'll wither away, and the place that knows us now will know us no more forever. So that great American poet was certainly true when he wrote, life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not the goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul, not at all. We live on into eternity. But eternity where is the supreme question for you and me to answer. But what a reassurance this must have been to Isaac, to know that the God of his father, Abraham, the friend of God, God is just the same now to Isaac, his son. How Isaac must have been thrilled with this thought, that God that was with my father Abraham and blessed him so mightily and preserved him so graciously, cared for him all his life too, and my mother Sarah also, and now he's my God. My, would that not fill his heart? The same God that my father had, he's now my God, my God. I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Now, friends, God is the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. God changes not. And therefore he could say, I am Jehovah, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. They turned away from God. Isaac's son, Esau, and Jacob, they turned away from God. But Isaac, when God reveals himself to Isaac as the God of Abraham, his father, God says, fear not, for I am with thee. What an assurance this is. Oh, my friend, do you know the God of heaven, and do you have access to him through a personal knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because we read in the New Testament that no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And that was the Lord Jesus who spake that himself. We have access to the God of Abraham today, but only by way of the Lord Jesus, who died for us on the cross and made it possible for you and I, specks on the horizon of time, mere human flesh, guilty and failing and sinful, we can come to the Father, but only by way of the Lord Jesus, who died to put our sins away. By acceptation of him as my Savior, and knowing that he paid the price to set me free and to cleanse me and make me fit for the presence of God, to know him is life eternal. And to know that, then we'll be able to know the very God of Abraham, and to be able to fear, not to fear, because God is with us. I am with thee. And will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. God, the God that was with his father Abraham, the same God that we have today. He changes not. And then we read also that Isaac built an altar. He builded an altar and called upon the name of the Lord in that place. Isaac builded an altar so that he could approach to God. That altar was a picture of Calvary, the cross of Calvary, where the Lord Jesus was slain instead of an animal, instead of a lamb that was slain on Isaac's altar. It pointed forward to the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, dying not only for one man, but for the guilty sinners of all ages, of all time, men and women, boys and girls. He came to give his life a ransom for many, so that we could come to him, receive him as Savior, and enter into all the bliss and fullness of the God of heaven, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Oh, my friends, do you know the Savior? We can know the Father only through the Lord Jesus Christ and receiving him by faith. Father, we thank thee. Thou dost not change. We thank thee we have access to the name and person of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we pray for the world of sinners lost, of men and women, boys and girls. We pray for our rulers. We pray for our president. We pray for our government, especially, Lord. We pray at this time. We pray that the gospel message will be heard and precious souls will come to the Savior for salvation and have access to the God of heaven. Oh, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ,